This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We reached out to the entire Connecticut congressional delegation, you know, post this news of Venezuela over the weekend. And we're happy to have Congressman Joe Courtney on with us now on Brian and Company. And we have a couple other things to talk about, namely the new battleship proposal by the president. So I want to talk about that as well. Good morning. Happy New Year, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, no, it's always a good conversation with you. I actually did want to start with the battleship story because yeah. I don't know. We have a fascination with military. I don't know about you. Maybe it's I don't know what it is, but I mean, I'm always fascinated by it. And you're in the middle of it with the sub business, and you know, battleships feel like they're sort of a bridge to the past. And you know, Trump makes this announcement of this Trump class, you know, battleship. And I'm just curious. And it would take a decade plus to do. I obviously think you probably think it's not a good idea, but can you explain to people sort of why you don't think it's a good idea?
So, you know, aside from just talking about, you know, the fact that the Navy built its last battleship in 1944, you know, and obviously that sort of speaks volumes about the fact that that
We haven't built another battleship outside of carriers. We haven't built a new one. I thought they had a prototype for a new one that they always see on the news with that weird looking shape.
The last battleship was commissioned in 1944, USS Iowa, and you know, again, it stayed in the fleet for a couple decades or so afterwards, but we have never built a battleship since. Carriers are a totally different platform. You know, they obviously, in fact, the story of World War II is how carriers overtook battleships as sort of the capital ship of the fleet, and it was actually strikes from planes off of carriers that doomed battleships. I mean, the battleships were pretty much helpless, you know, from, you know, attacks by planes, carrier-based aircraft. So anyway, you know, we've gone a long time in terms of developing other parts of the Navy, obviously nuclear-powered submarines, nuclear-powered carriers, destroyers, which are smaller than battleships and more agile. And so, you know, this announcement during the Christmas interim there, which one thing I would note, there was not a single uniform Navy official at Mar-a-Lago when that announcement was made. You know, really is a head scratcher. The contract that the Navy put out that day calls for a 7-year design process. So, I mean, this thing is just completely on, you know, charter boards or, you know, charts in terms of pictures. There is no hull. There's no, you know, all the components that need to go into it. So it's going to take 7 years to design it. Congress would have to procure after that point. So, yeah, it would be well into the late 2030s before it would be available. But, you know, really, when you talk about 2026, the biggest threat, talking to Navy officials, is the fact that, particularly in the Indo-Pacific, China has developed a rocket force with missiles that extend as far as 3,000 to 4,000 miles from the shores of China. So anything that's on the surface, including carriers, by the way, are vulnerable for the DF-21s and the DF-26 missiles. And you can Google this and, you know, learn all about it. You know, trying to get, you know, some Navy deterrence, you know, in closer because we have allies. You know, they're obviously much closer to China, like Japan, the Philippines, Australia. I mean, clearly the submarine platform is by far the most effective, and it's the one that China has just totally been unable to figure out right, in terms of how to deal with it. And that's why what's happening in Groton and in Quonset Point is just so incredibly relevant and important. And again, you know, the Sea Power Subcommittee, which I'm ranking member of, you know, we're going to have lots of work to do in 2026 to really drill down in terms of just, you know, what was the analysis that was done for this?
Right.
How does that vulnerability of a large vessel with close to 1,000 sailors on it, whose range in terms of, you know, the guns that will be on it is actually like almost nothing
right.
compared to the missiles that are flying around.
And there's been no money allocated. We only have four minutes. There's no money allocated yet, so who knows if it'll even be worth a discussion. It just came out of nowhere.
Right.
And obviously, I know it's important to, you know, the state of Connecticut, not just your district, and it's important to the country. We're talking with Joe Courtney, Congressman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And here on Brian and Company. Okay, Venezuela, you've been back in D.C. for what, maybe a day. What's the buzz like, not just in the party, but in general about what's going on?
So, I mean, obviously this thing is just an, you know, ever-changing story in terms of, I mean, yesterday, President Trump's interview on NBC News, where he talked about, you know, bringing the oil companies in to, you know, fix the mess that's definitely there in terms of the oil industry in Venezuela, but maybe having the U.S. taxpayer reimburse the costs for that, which, I just don't think the public is signing up for that type of cost for, you know, given the fact that we have so many domestic problems here at home. And, you know, the notion that we're going to nurse Venezuela back to health, which was the other term that the president said, I mean, it just shows that, you know, these incredibly powerful, effective strikes, which is obviously what happened on Saturday. I mean, the Army Special Forces were just amazing in terms of what they were able to accomplish. But it always still goes to the next question, which David Petraeus, the you know, great general, always said, you've got to think through when you use military force is how does this end? And I don't think this administration has even, I mean, they're just making it up as they go along. You know, today it's, you know, Rubio's in charge, Hegseth's going to be in charge. You know, Maduro's vice president, you know, who was up to her ears in the corruption in that country, is now going to be our sort of go-to person in there and ignore the leader of the opposition, who got the Nobel Prize because of her courageous opposition to Maduro. So anyway, you know, we're expecting a briefing Wednesday. And, you know, obviously people are going to be bursting at the seams in terms of questions, whether there's going to be a war powers resolution brought again in the House. There was right before Christmas. You know, that's being worked on as well. And it looks like the Senate may be debating it this week as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the action is one thing. I think this will actually be judged not on the action, but on the aftermath. And so I think it's a lot of discerning people want to know. What our involvement's going to be and what's going to take the place of Maduro, right? And so I think that's really important. You know, I do want to ask you a party question. We have about a minute and a half. I don't want to put you in a bad spot, but I have to tell you that, you know, and again, I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. But listening to Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer and their rhetorical response to this does not move me. And I'm just curious, If you think in the next Congress there'll be any changes in leadership of your party.
I mean, I can't talk about the Senate. I'm just, you know, I'm in enough bar fights. I do think that, you know, at this point, Hakeem, you know, really has sort of kept people together in terms of the, you know, the healthcare subsidy extension. I mean, his discharge petition is going to be voted on this week, which, you know, 2 months ago, people would have completely discounted that as never happening. And, you know, there's a lot of facets to the job in terms of being speaker, and not all of them are about communication and messaging, which, you know, obviously we live in a world now where that is so important. But having said that, you know, the fundamental job is to really kind of keep, you know, the group together.
So you're saying behind the scenes he's doing a good job?
I do. I think you know, he's ready to lead the caucus in the next Congress if he becomes Speaker.
Yeah, interesting thing to watch and see who would possibly challenge. And obviously, challenging Pelosi or a longtime Speaker is a lot different than somebody who hasn't been in that position for very long or at all. Congressman, thank you so much for the time. I mean, again, like I always say this, but it's true. I mean, I'd love to continue the conversation, but the clock is not our friend. And I wish you and yours a happy and healthy new year. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, great. Thanks, Brian.
All right, take Congressman care. Joe Courtney joining us here on Brian and Company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.